Drivers, start your engine!
Hi, everybody. Welcome to AnnouncerJoe.com, the Let's Go Racing podcast. Today's show is brought to you by AccordingToJerry.com. For how-tos and product reviews, it's AccordingToJerry.com. We have a link on our main page. Check them out. Say thanks for sponsoring the program. Also, special thanks to our marketing partners, Waystar Publications, in the business of online motorsports for 10 years, home of our very own forum board as well. ShortTrackNews.com, the liveliest chat boards around. RaceDriverCards.com, home of promotional getaways for race teams and race drivers everywhere. And special thanks to Chuck Gonzalez of CGPhotos.net. You see him at the tracks every weekend. Chuck supplies some of the best photos for our cover shots here on the Let's Go Racing podcast. On today's show, we have a special treat for our Meet the Driver program. Peter Hernandez, a man we all know as a Mid-American Sportsman Champion, a local driver. Well, now he's on the West Coast driving for Bill McNally Racing in the Driver Diversity Program. He came back for the weekend to visit and race out at Ileana Motor Speedway. We caught up with him. He told us about his great experiences out there so far. We also went down to Lake Village Motor Speedway and checked out some go-kart action on the 5th Mile High Bank Clay Oval. Also this week, we'll open up the fan lines, and our report lines opened up, which means you don't have to listen to me read scripts for the next 20 minutes. We've got help from all around the area as different track announcers and BR people called in and helped us out a bit. So, hey, right now the show is about to get underway. The flagman's got the green flag in his hand. Just one thing left to say. Let's go racing.
Hello, race fans. Mike Olson reporting from the Dells Motor Speedway, 5 miles north of Wisconsin, Dells, Wisconsin. After a rainout from the previous week, race fans packed the house to satisfy their racing itch on a beautiful spring evening. All five divisions reported in, so let's start with the super late model. Jeff Kendall out of Montello just missed the track record by 1/1000th of a second with his 13.227 turn of the oval. Todd the Gun Stapleman out of Plainfield fended off several tacks of Kendall to take the 50-lap feature win. Kenny Richards of Montello slipping in for third. Bruce Bill and lovable Jim Carlson winning the heat races. For the limited late model, Jason Dunn of Sun Prairie setting fast time there with a 14.248 and powered his way to victory lane for the feature win. Eddie the Wolfman Wolf and Doug Paul picked up the checkered for the heat races. Superstock action had last year's champion Corey Jankowski out of Soma pick up where he left off, collecting checkered flags for feature wins. Corey also setting fast time as he turned the third mile in 14.894 seconds. Mark Hole and Shane Bulow getting their first heat wins of the new year. Pure stock action had Dave Truitt out of Boston setting a new track record for the division at 15.947 and running away with a feature win. Dennis, the Menace, Stilton, and Mike Latica were the heat winners. The four-cylinder bandit saw Shadow Pete Carlson turning quick time there with a 17.470. It was Robert Armstrong, a Holman, making his way back to victory lane for the feature win. Robert winning 10 features last season. Can he do it again? Stay tuned. Todd, the Rude Dude Rude, and Greg Ovidal picking up the heat win. Next Saturday, May 13th, the action continues with super late models, limited late models, superstocks, and bandits. The pure stocks getting the evening off. The Dells Motor Speedway is located 5 miles north of Wisconsin Dells on highways 12 and 16, or jump off at exit 85 on Interstate 9094. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 5:30 with the first race at 7. The Dells Motor Speedway, where the best in the Midwest run.
I'd like to take a moment to welcome our new fans on the Octane Radio Network. We're now simulcast on Live365.com and streaming on OctaneRadio.com. It's a place to fuel your passion. OctaneRadio.com.
Arthur Brazy padded his mini Thundercar Division II season points lead by breezing to a clean sweep at the Mottville Speedway Saturday night. Brazy won the 15-lap feature, the pursuit, the dash, and the heat. Following Brazy across the finish line were James Brooks and Stephen Woods. In mini Thundercar Division I, Levi Ferris Jr. won his second feature of the season and a 12-lapper over Jerry Belair and Scott Hagman. Elton Thomas won his first four-cycle kart feature of the season and an exciting 15-lapper over Preston Crawl and Arthur Smith. Crawl won the dash, Thomas the heat. In two-cycle karts, Roger Byler won his first feature of the season and a 12-lapper over Doug Byler and Chris Fleming. Kids karts went to Lily Thomas while Seth Thomas took the heat. Doc Heiser won his first sports stock feature ever with his father Ed Heiser's second. Racing action continues every Saturday at Mottville Speedway with a triple header coming up on Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Hi, this is Brian Nolte calling, reporting live from the Grundy County Speedway. It was a cold night here Friday night, but the action on the track was hot. In the late model division, Heat 1 went to Tommy Nippenberg, with Heat 2 going to Mike Heiss. In the late model feature, Eddie Hoffman makes it two in a row, followed by Dave Weltmeyer, Pat Kelly, Mick Barron, and Tom Smith rounding out your top five. Your fast qualifier, Tom Smith. In the mid-am series, Heat race number one with the Billy Tuckwell, with Jake Finney taking Heat 2. In the mid-am feature, Dave Gentile took the victory, followed by Johnny Sinertia and Jeremy Bloomberg. In street stock action, the winner of the feature was Ricky Baker, and the semi-feature was run by Ron Vandermeer. In the always exciting four-cylinder class, Alex Club picked up his first feature win of the year. Always remember Friday nights at the Grundy County Speedway, qualifying at 6:45 and racing action begins at 8 o'clock.
Hi, this is Steve Beckel reporting for AnnouncerJoe.com. Over at Ileana Speedway, Eddie Hoffman made it 2-for-2 on the weekend, winning the late model feature over Mike White and Dave Wallmeyer. Pat Kelly and Hoffman won heat races. John Nutley set fast time. In the limited late model division, Jack Kalawaczynski won the feature over Phil Splant and Andy Markaniak. Heat races went to Rich Dawson and Kevin McCann. Fast time was Anthony Danta. In the Mid-American division, Bill Nearing won the feature over Sean Wilcher and Lenny Kaprowski. Heat races went to Wilcher and John Marshall. Fast time was Lenny Kaprowski. In the Turbo Stock division, Ryan Moore won his second feature of the season, beating Tommy Prim by about 2 feet. Dave Dodder was third. Heat race action went to Prim, and the first heat of his career was Nick Risch. Fast time and a new track record was Brian Kaseba. In the Pure Stock division, Ray Vinicky won his first feature over Steve Reich and Daz Biasso. Heat races went to Rob Blood, Steve Michalak, and Tim Cronin, while Andrew Vanderwood won the semi-feature.
Good morning, race fans. This is Matt Prier, the Director of Media and Public Relations, as well as key announcer for the ASA Late Model Series. Over the last weekend, the ASA Late Model Series Northern Division completed its inaugural event of the 2006 season, the last of the three ASA Late Model Series divisions to start its 2006 campaign. The historic I-70 Speedway, located east of Kansas City in Odessa, Missouri, were the gracious hosts for the ASA Late Model Northern Division's inaugural event, the Missouri 100, presented by Midwest Diesel Performance on Saturday, May the 6th. After all was said and done, Jack Smith from Medina, Ohio, put on a dazzling driving display as he started shotgun on the field and patiently worked his way through the pack and took the lead in lap 35. After a great battle with St. Louis, Missouri teenager Jesse Smith, Jack Smith retook the lead on lap 95 and went on to win the inaugural event for the ASA Late Model Series Northern Division. Jack Smith also set a new track record in qualifying at the Odessa, Missouri Speedway. He went a blistering 16.349, averaging over 120 miles an hour around the historic high bank. Earlier in the evening, Jack Smith had to start scratching the field at the Waffle House. UB Machine Ford Fusion team was sent to the rear for unapproved adjustments made after qualifying to his Ford Fusion before the cars were placed in impound. That is against the rules of the ASA Late Model Series, so Jack Smith was forced to start 24th in the field. Earlier in the event, Ryan Carlson and Jason Setzer led the field to the green flag. Ryan Carlson led the first 21 laps, so him and Charlie Menard got together, heading to turn one, sending both hard into the turn one wall. Lake Lackawanna, Missouri driver Austin Siebert took the lead on lap 22 and held it until lap 35 when Jack Smith made the move around the outside of Siebert to take the lead. St. Louis, Missouri driver Jesse Smith made his move on Jack Smith on lap 90, and Smith went around the outside of Jack to briefly take the lead. Jack Smith regrouped on lap 95 and retook the lead from Jesse Smith and went on to win the Missouri 100 presented by Midwest Diesel Performance. Jack Smith was your winner. Jesse Smith was second. Jason Setzer third. Rookie driver Michael Annette finished fourth, and Peter Cozzolino rounded out the top five. The next event for the ASA Late Model Series will be for Southern Division on this Friday, May the 12th, down to the historic Five Flag Speedway in Pensacola, Florida, for the running of the Pensacola 100. For more information about the ASA Late Model Series, please visit our website at www.aslatemodels.com. Thank you, and we'll see you with the ASA Late Model Series, where champions race.
Hey, special thanks everybody for checking this week on the report line. Mike Olson from the Dells, a great Pison up north there. Brian Nolte with this round ball report from the Grundy County Speedway. Merle Holden checking from Montville. Race driver guards Steve Bechtel checking in from Ileana. And also Matt Brewer with the ASA update. Hey, guys, you can hear your track here on the AnnouncerJoe.com Let's Go Racing program. Let us know about it. We'll try to encourage them to give us a call next time, setting up with our report line. Also, if you're a fan of the Speedway every weekend, you want to maybe pitch in and help out throughout the time, let me know. I've got the Help Wanted page up. Go to my contact page after the Help Wanted and set yourself up there. We'll see what we can do to get you on the air with a report later on in the Let's Go Racing podcast. And now's the time for a word from our sponsor, but a little problem here with the age of computers and technology age. I went to put the ad in, and it's not there. A little flub looks like a technical miscommunication here, as this thing didn't quite work out for me, the computer. So, Jerry, I am sorry, sir. We'll try his head job next week as we get moving on. So let me tell all our fans about the great program on AccordingToJerry.com. Jerry Pines helped us out this year by advertising on the program. He's got the website AccordingToJerry. That's AccordingToJerry.com. Go check it out. We're doing a podcast here. It's like a radio show on the computer. Jerry's doing what's called a vidcast. It's a video show on the computer, just like your own personal TV show. It's pretty cool. Get over there and check it out real quick. Jerry's doing how-tos and product reviews all year long on his program. So if you want to see the best and the latest technology, he's got a computer program up there as well. I'm going to check out some home gadgets for you and also take advice and suggestions. So if you got something you want to hear about, touch base with him. Let him know about it. He'll put a show on for you. So fans, once again, make the effort. Jerry's helping us out with the program here. Because of his sponsorship, we're able to get the fan line going. Also, we're able to upgrade our server and get a little better service for everybody to tune in every weekend here on Let's Go Racing program. So take a moment, hit the link on the main page, AccordingToJerry.com. And while you're there, be sure to message him and say, hey, Jerry, thanks for supporting Joe's show on the Let's Go Racing podcast. Also, as long as we're talking about sponsorship, race fans and friends, this is your way to get involved right here on AnnouncerJoe.com. Take a moment, jump over to my advertising page. We need some more advertising help here for the program. As the season goes on, not so much to line my pockets or stuff like that, but so we can do more things as the year goes on. As I said just a moment ago, Jerry's helping sponsor the show and getting our lineup for us for the phone lines, also helping out with the upgrade of the server. I'd like to do some more stuff. Right now, I'd like to upgrade the fan phone line. I've got the cheap version right now. I'd like to sort of pump it up a grade and do some more things, get some more fans on the air. Also, I'd like to go out to a couple races throughout the year. Last year, I broadcast the Bettenhausen 100 from Ileana Motor Speedway. With some more sponsor support, we can go out and do that some more this year. I'd love to hit a UMP late model show as the Summer Nationals come around. I'd love to go out to all the tracks, hit the big shows, and get all of our represented tracks on the air at least once with a live broadcast of their show throughout the season. So if you can, sponsors, if you got a business involved with racing, this is the way to go right here. We've got all the local short track fans in the Midwest tuning in every week on AnnouncerJoe.com to see what's going on. So head over to my sponsor page, advertising page. I've got packages which are great. Also, like I said, there's two coupons left for 50% off the season ticket package. So take advantage of that. Our next two sponsors get in for half off of the season ticket package. So go over there to my advertising page and check it out. Thanks a lot, guys. A special event this week for Meet the Driver. A driver we already know, Peter Hernandez, made a trip out this year to California. Pete, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing real good. I'm glad to be back. Good to see a lot of everybody back in here. And just come out here, and we're going to race tonight just to have fun and just, you know, race against the people I raced at before I left.
As we're speaking right now, we're at Ileana Motor Speedway. Made the weekend back. Having a good time in California?
Oh, awesome time. I mean, I like coming back, but you know what? Being out there for a year, you got to adjust and just do what you got to do to make it out there to keep rolling with the game that's got to go on out there, you know?
For our fans, brand new over the internet, we've got different people from all over. Of course, the Midwest fans know you and love you, the Mid-American Sportsman Champion, seen a lot around a lot of local tracks. Tell us now, what are you doing now out in California for activity?
I'm racing a NASCAR Dodge Weekly Late Model Series out there at Stockton 99 Speedway. So, I mean, it's a good deal. I can't complain. I mean, Bill McAnally, RCR Development Program, that's who I'm driving for. And the sponsors we got this year is, next weekend we race 100 lappers, so we'll have for probably the season, I don't know how long it's going to be, but we'll have Jackson Hewitt Taxes on there. I'd like to thank Domino's Pizza, NGK, Burko Redwood, Inventory Sales Company. I mean, there's Napa Auto Parts. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on that all these sponsorships, and everybody knows that it's a big deal to get, you know what I mean? I like to thank them no matter which way you look at it, you know?
It's a great opportunity though, right there. You said Bill McAnally Racing, Richard Childress Development Program. What's it like to be, as a development program, our fans familiar now with it know it's like in baseball. You get in a minor league team, you get in the crew, and you move up. How's that running for you?
Oh, it's working beautiful. I mean, what's really good about it is Richard Childress himself and Mike Dillon, who's, you know, vice president of the, you know, RCR Racing, really check up on me a lot and look in and see what I'm doing and see what's going on. Hopefully it's something to the next level, you know what I mean? But my job right now this year is to do what I got to do for Bill McAnally Racing. That's the biggest deal, you know what I mean?
about being a professional driver. They're doing the job right now. And your job right now is Stockton 99 Speedway. You're looking for the championship there this year?
Hey, well, yeah, that's what we're going for, Stockton 99 Speedway. That's why we're staying there. And we're doing real good. I mean, we just had some bad luck, but in racing, you know, you got to take the good with the bad, and you just got to shrug it off and go next weekend and get them again.
We saw the bad luck on their website there. We'll post a website for our fans as well. But had a couple. You're running up front a couple times. You got caught in somebody else's mess. Besides that, you're looking forward to a good season. How's it been running the first couple weeks here of the season?
I felt real good the first night. Feel good going out there. The first time out there, never been there, never ran a track. I mean, just tested once. And going out there, qualified second and running fourth, like a good chance of winning the race. But, you know, you got a little altercation up front, and they collected me. So, I mean, but the next weekend we came back, qualified fourth, and finished second. So we know we're a team to beat, and that's the biggest deal is to make sure we get up front and run good. Like I said, I just like to say, you know, thank everybody back, fans back at home, supporting me no matter which way you look at it. That's a big deal. You know, just you get the support back at home, and it just makes you strive and do three times better, you know. Fortunate that I got the opportunity to go do it, and I'm going to do the best I can and stay strong, you know what I mean? You know, the Midwest is, if I show that the Midwest got talent, maybe we get somebody else out of this way to go out there and do the same thing or accomplish something that they're everybody's goal in racing is, you know?
Hey, Pete, one of the big things, too, with Bill McAnally Racing, the Drive for Diversity is a big sponsor and a big program for you. Tell me a little about that.
Oh, man, people from Drive for Diversity is really, how can I say, I would have never had this opportunity if they weren't there. You know, Drive for Diversity, you know, all the people that work at that, and I met them people that they're at, and it's a big deal. I mean, if it wasn't for them, I think I would have never got the opportunity because it's, everybody knows it's hard to make it a race and to go farther and farther. You know what I mean? There's a lot of talent out there, but, you know, you got to keep striving and go for it. You know, you're just, to me, never say never in this world, and I keep going like I'm just the best as ever can be and like anybody else is. And
keep on moving up there. Pete, of course, we're all behind you here from the Midwest.
Thank you very much, and I thank everybody, and everybody have a good evening, and everybody out there racing, race hard and clean, and be careful.
Hey, race fans, two brand new ways you get involved here at AnnouncerJoe.com, the Let's Go Racing podcast. First of all, put yourself on the map, the fan map, that is. Go to the bottom of my index page, the homepage of AnnouncerJoe.com. You'll see the fan map. Take a second to sign up there. Just click on the little Add Me button, and that'll put you on our fan map to show us where the show is going across the U.S. and around the world via the Internet. Also, as the season goes on, I've had a couple tracks promise tickets to give away. We'll be using the fan map to give those away, so you want to make sure you're all signed up for that. Go to the fan map and put your marker down, the AnnouncerJoe.com fan map. And you can also be heard on AnnouncerJoe.com on our fan line. Give us a call, toll-free, 1-866-450-RACE. That's 866-450-RACE. The fan line is now open. Remember, we're in the business of positively promoting our local motorsports scene. So be sure to give us a call. Congratulate a local driver. Tell us something you like about the show you saw last weekend on our race line. That's 1-866-450-RACE-7223. The fan line, AnnouncerJoe.com. This week, our featured track, we're traveling on Lake Village Motor Speedway in Lake Village, Indiana. Dave Alger joining us right now online, and we talk. Dave, as a promoter and announcer, tell us a bit about where the Lake Village Motor Speedway is and a bit about the surface here.
Well, Joe, we've got a fifth of a mile high bank dirt oval, and we've changed over this track in the last 3 years. It's actually our third year of running the dirt track, and it seems like there's a lot more kart racers out there that love the dirt. This was a sprint track for 34 years, and it was just dying off. It's simply, I got to be honest about that, it was just kind of going away. And a sprint track, I refer to more or less a road race type course. It was asphalt. But I'll tell you what, my son actually runs and owns the track. He came from, he's an Indiana boy, but he spent some time in North Carolina, had two tracks down there, two dirt tracks, and really learned his stuff in the dirt track preparation. I'll tell you what, it was up to me. I wouldn't know what to do with a grader and all that, but Billy does a very good job prepping the track. And the track specs, it is a fifth of a mile. It is high bank. And I tell you what, when he designed this thing, I was a little against that. I thought, wow, this high bank, that's going to be a little fast and this and that, but no, he did the right thing. The racers love it here. The action is great on the high banks, and it's working out really well for us.
Let's go quick pause in the background. The guy's prepping this rack right now. Now, we mentioned, you said karts. Now, most of what I've done so far is stock cars. This is different. We're in a go-kart track.
Oh, yeah. Go-karts, kind of the foundation of motorsports, and this is a WKA Master Track, which is World Karting Association sanctioned, and WKA is huge. I mean, they got drivers all over the world. That's why they call them a World Karting Association, and Joe, it's just the list goes on and on of drivers who have cut their teeth in kart racing, but whether it be the ovals, the dirt track, or the sprint series. I mean, we've got Indy drivers that made it to Indianapolis from this form of racing. Well, Tony Stewart is a two-time NASCAR Cup champion. I almost said Winston Cup there, but a Cup champion. And he came from karting. Jeff Gordon. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And then another thing, too, if you want to talk some of the drivers that have moved up from karting, just on the local level, there's so many dads here that are still driving, or maybe former stock car drivers. They've got their sons and daughters into racing here. And by the way, this is a girl sport, too. There's nothing against the females. We got some girls out there that I wouldn't want to race against. I'll tell you, they are some really talented drivers. But as far as the roots of this karting goes, it really goes deep into the racing community, and it's picked up all over, and as far as it just really expands. You're talking local now. Can I say they used to announce
right
at Ileana?
Right,
okay,
yep,
we were together. We were kind of co-announcers for a while at the Ileana Motor
Speedway. I said, Dave, started off as my mentor at Ileana Motor Speedway, and last year I've been there for a couple of years, and now you're here with this. I'm doing the internet radio thing, so we're just the family of a stock car racer that travels around a bit like that.
Oh, that's for sure. I mean, it's the fraternity is huge once you tap into it, but as far as the time we've spent together at Ileana, you've seen where a lot of the drivers from Ileana, I don't know if you're aware of all of them, but a lot of them came from right here, from this track, from other ranks of karting, and I mean, the list goes on and on with the drivers at Ileana now that are very successful and very good. You would not believe the skills that are developed here in karting. Not only the mechanics of the kart, the guys that crew chief them and keep them running for these drivers, the setup on them, it's a lot more than meets the eye, believe me.
So I think I was at Ileana last night, I talked to Peter Hernandez, talking about the ladies getting involved out here, talking about the driver diversity program he's involved with now, and that's one of the big pushes to get more people involved from all different walks of life. And you come out here, as I mentioned before, with your interview on the air here, a couple guys I know from the old stock car world out here with their families. It's dad's got a cart, son's got a cart, daughter's got a cart. It is a family affair.
Oh, that's for sure. And as far as the carts go, too, it's great in karting because there's so many classes. We run 10 divisions here on a normal race day, and that's a busy day. It makes for a very busy day, but it starts all the way from five-year-olds, and this is kid kart. Actually, kid karts are not competition, it's exhibition-type driving, but it really gets these kids dialed in to the track, to the flags, to how racing works. And Joe, I don't even remember what I was doing when I was 5 years old.
So at 5 years old, get him in a car, that's a great way with the exhibition like that. Get him in the sport young, get him the right way to learn it, sort of the little league version. Go out there and just have a good time with it. Right now you're talking about the accident track, 10 different classes of cars. You've got some special shows throughout the season. Tell us about the schedule we can expect to see here at Lake Village Motor Speedway throughout the year.
Well, Joe, it's funny you should mention that, but next Saturday we'll be going to our first Saturday night under the lights here at Lake Village. It's going to be a fantastic show. We've got the Outlaw 2 cycles coming. It's $1,000 to win the feature, and we've got carters coming from, I understand, 3 to 4 states. We've got some champions from Iowa coming over, and believe me, if you want to see some wild racing, they don't call them outlaws for nothing. These guys are really rock and roll around this track. They are 2 cycles. I don't even know how much power they got. It's tremendous, and I don't know how they handle the power, but it's going to be some fantastic racing. There will be only a set number, I believe it's 14, that will make the feature. So there's going to be qualifications. They're going to have to drive their way in. There will be consolation races, and believe me, everybody wants to make that feature for a crack at that $1,000. So that's just one of our many races coming up. We kick off the year with what has been branded now the Cabin Fever Showdown, which is a very big race. That's also $1,000 to win. It's like a dash. It's 10 carts, 10 laps, $1,000. It settled real quick, but this year we had over 30 drivers. There was 4 to 5 states represented in the race. Fantastic racing action. We kick off the season with that. There are numerous races in between. Am I talking too long here?
So the big show you have right in the back of the press box, right? I see the Hillbilly Hustle coming up.
Right. Now, actually, it is coming up, but it's the final race of the year. It's all the way into October, and of course, we've got so much racing action, I don't like to jump that far ahead. There's a lot of benefit races through the year as far as a lot of extra dollars for the drivers, money races that are tossed in. But the Hillbilly Hustle, yes, it's very big. It's a 50-lap race. They stop it for a pit stop 25 laps into it, and last year was huge. And once again, we have 3 to 4, sometimes 5 states represented that people will travel. Last year was 2,000 to win. My son says this year it's going to be 4,000 to win. So it's going to be big.
You want that's what got my attention. I saw the board 4,000 to win for a go-kart race. That's a big show.
It is heavy, and it's very serious. It's a tough race, and yes, it's hard. I mean, these guys really drive their hearts out. It gets rough, you know. I mean, and we don't encourage that, but when there's $4,000 on the line for karting, that's big money in karting. Hey, that's big money in stock car. But yeah, they really go hard for it. It's going to be a fantastic race this year.
Okay, David, talk about where to see the action at Lake Village Motor Speedway, just out of the State Road 10 on US 41. And on the web, where can we find the Lake Village Motor Speedway?
Well, yeah, we're on the web also, the whole word, lakevillagemotorspeedway.com, and it'll keep you updated on the scheduling and all the racing action. And we will get all the stories, the pictures of our feature winners here today. It'll be posted within a day or two on the website. And there's all information on there for any carters that might be interested. So it's a very informative tool. You know what else we use that website for, too? I don't like to talk rain, but when rain comes, we've got people that travel at least 2 hours to get here at times. So we basically will use the website on a day that may be rain delayed. We'll put the updates constantly on there and inform the people. So it works very well. It keeps the phone lines open up, and it's a very, very useful tool.
That's a great thing. It's a web-based program. So, of course, I believe in the Internet 100%. And this last weekend when we had about a dozen rainouts around the area, all I did was check up in the morning, hit the websites, and rainouts are available right there. So a great tool for all the sites. But, of course, Dave, we'll look forward to seeing you throughout the season and talk more about go-kart racing throughout the year.
Sounds good to me, Joe. You're welcome here anytime, buddy. We'll see you later.
That's going to wrap things up for this week, race fans. I want to thank everybody for pitching in this week and everybody for tuning in as well. Remember, we have to support the sport. Go to a show, get a program, get an autograph, be a fan, have a good time. I'm Joe Wells saying thanks for tuning in to AnnouncerJoe.com, and let's go racing.